You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our number is 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. You can call me after the program at 452-CHAT, 452-2428. Welcome back. Jaron Pilts is the producer or engineer or gopher. Bill Watkins, economic forecast director, is today's guest. I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. So I read a couple of articles last week, including someone from the Sacramento Bee, Henry Weintraub.
Daniel Weintraub.
And Daniel. Do you feel a little vindicated or cocky now that UCLA, they're pulling back from their earlier recession-oriented dire housing predictions?
Well, yeah, they've been running around saying that house prices are going to fall and it was going to cause the end of California's economy for quite a while now. And that part, I'm glad to see them backing off, although they're reluctant. The quote, I think, was, there's a chance we'll avoid a recession in 2006, where I would say the odds are very highly stacked in avoiding a recession in 2006. In fact, the economy's booming. I'm a little concerned, though, that they still don't seem to really understand the what's driving home prices, and what they're talking about is jobs and job losses and that sort of thing, and we've not been creating all that many jobs in California, so maybe we're not going to have too much trouble. But the demand for homes in California is not being driven by job creation. We saw these prices increase throughout the recession when the state was losing jobs, and some neighborhoods like South Coast of Santa Barbara County is losing population, and still we see the house prices go up, and so this job story that they have doesn't explain that.
They get really into details about the manufacturing jobs versus the construction jobs, and this ratio is somehow telling.
Now,
I don't understand.
Jobs are leaving California, and they're just increasingly insignificant in the state's economy.
Now, I don't have the grasp of what you do. I'm really speaking from a position of complete ignorance. But I understand when you said to me about the South Coast and how we're not going to look at manufacturing jobs and construction jobs.
Sure.
The people who are coming here, the baby boomers, the retiring and all this. I can understand that.
Sure.
But when you get to other areas of California, why doesn't it apply? I mean, everyone wants to come to Santa Barbara.
But not everybody can afford to come to Santa Barbara. And what we're seeing is the same sort of demand throughout the state. I've been talking about Taft for quite a while because it's a community that certainly next to Santa Barbara doesn't seem particularly desirable. A decade or so ago, maybe 15 years ago, they had a very high percentage of their single-family residences were empty. And now they think they need a new hospital because of all the retirees moving there. And, there was an article in the L.A. Times recently about planned construction in Mojave. These aren't necessarily garden spots, but apparently they're better than wherever these people are coming from.
Interesting. Now, isn't it a little safer to just be able to take your take their position, kind of a little more of like, okay, we won't have a recession, but, we still feel this? Because aren't they more than likely just, you keep throwing the dice.
Well, first,
aren't they going to come alive?
If you always call for a recession, someday you'll be right, but not that often. Actually, if you're just going to have a formula, you'd be better off saying, oh, yeah, next year's probably going to be about average. And, you'll be sort of close a lot of the time. But they right now are talking about potential weaknesses, but maybe not. And, it's hard to make decisions based on that sort of vagueness. Our opinion is that U.S. economy is doing great. California economy doing much better than we expected at this point, and consequently, there's no sign. There's nothing out there that says this is all going to end next week. It could. Something terrible and unforecastable happened, but
like what?
It's hard to imagine some sort of serious terrorist attack, perhaps in L.A. I don't know, but you're talking about something that we just a big earthquake, a tsunami. I mean, these are things that we don't forecast, and something that would really affect the wealth of the community. So,
what is the name of that woman, Madame Treblinka? She has these palm readers.
I wouldn't know.
Hey, well, listen.
We don't consult her.
Hey, listen. It hasn't gone unnoticed to me that she has a store, a little storefront, right across the street from the Libero Theater, where you do your economic. And I think if we get there early, Rosinka, it's Madame Rosinka.
Madame Rosinka. She just wants our book quick so she can modify her forecast.
I don't know. I wonder if she attends your forecast.
So. I don't think so.
Okay, so barring any, which is what I've kind of said to people. People come into every real estate agent in town and want to know what's going to happen. Yeah. And, since the spring, I mean, there's this frenetic frenzy has subsided, but
that's
not
good.
As if prices have plummeted or, maybe they've kind of leveled a little or just... It's still strong.
Well, contrast it with what happened in the early 90s. So in 88, 89, you had a hot market, at least hotter than what we've seen recently. I mean, things were going so fast, and people were turning around in 3 weeks, things like that. You remember that? But then it changed pretty quick, and then prices started selling, and homes were on the market for years. And, the price drop was so big it took a decade in Los Angeles for people to recover. But there's no reason for that to happen this time, and the slowdown had to come. Slowdown in growth rate had to come, and it's looking to be pretty orderly.
So what? So when people ask you, if people say to you, I know you'd written that great article, and you ended it with, so all the people who think that we're about to, plunge and have this huge adjustment. I have a friend of mine, Liberal Larry, who told me that, he just mark you wait. You will see the median price drop $200,000.
I'd say I bet against it, but I am betting against it. I'm not selling my house.
Yeah, so you ended it with, are you renting?
Yeah.
Meaning, have you sold? And there have been a couple of people who have done just that.
Sure.
A couple of clients myself who sold and are renting. Of course, when you have a quarter, like the third quarter of $1,345,000, even if it did drop $200,000.
No, a $200,000 drop would be really significant.
Right, and we'll see, and what you want to see it is year to date. You don't want, like you said, you don't want or year to year.
I'd like to see a year over year gain of single digits, and that's I think what our forecast was last year, and right now we're looking pretty good on that.
So you are feeling a little cocky, aren't you?
Just a little.
Just a little. Well, you go out on a limb. I'd be afraid. What do I know? You're going out on a limb and. Let's hope you're right. They had this reoccurring theme in that article about the glass is half full versus the glass is half empty. So I'm guessing you're saying that the glass is half full.
At least.
You know what an engineer's conclusion from that question is?
What's that?
That the receptacle is simply too large for the volume of water.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That would be the engineer's...
Sure.
Well, we got a minute left. Anything you want to tell us about either Ventura coming up in February or what you have in store in April or anything didn't ask?
There have been a lot of data revisions. I think everybody's aware of the third quarter U.S. GDP revision up from 3.7 to 4.3, but there's also been California revisions that affect our local economies, and they've all been positive, so things are looking pretty good.
Okay, now slow down.
All right.
Third, with the
U.S. GDP was revised upward. The original estimate was 3.7%.
And that's the gross domestic product,
right. It was revised up to 4.3, which is spectacular.
From the second to the third quarter?
That's the annual rate based on third quarter growth rate.
Based on the annual, so it's okay, so this is optimism on the economy.
Well, these positive revisions are all good. I mean, 4.3 is way above the long-term average of the United States. It's just doing fantastic.
Oh, okay.
And then California, we've seen some upward revisions and some upward revisions in local data. And so, again, everything's coming in a little stronger than we expected or even thought it was based on the original data.
Bill Watkins, UCSB Economic Forecast Director. His website is UCSB-EFP for Economic Forecast Project.com. If things are going so well and you're doing well, Bill, try to get someone to call in on your phone. We got some kind of noise coming in on your phone here.
All right, we'll check it out.
And other than that, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Talk to you later.
Thanks so much for making time. Bill Watkins, UCSB Economic Forecast Project, do we really need to say that anymore? His website is ucsb-efp.com. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We have two more segments left. Can we just fast forward and just do the fourth segment, and then I can get out of here? I'm feeling a little antsy, but we'll do something in the third segment. And our phone number, 564-1290. Thanks for listening. It's 29 minutes to the hour.